Dr. Stinton said there has been no unusual activity at the volcano. He listed some of the signs to look for that will suggest that the volcano is not going to erupt again.
There's been no unusual activity. The volcano is continuing in its sort of state of low-level unrest with the steaming and a handful of seismic events each day. So things are remaining quiet at the moment. Generally, when the signs that a volcano is not going to erupt again means there's generally no activity at all in any shape or form. So there's no thermal anomalies, there's no steaming, there's no gas output, and there's no earthquakes. And so those are the things that would tell you that the volcano is not going to erupt.
The volcanologist said a range of instruments and techniques are being used to monitor the volcano.
We actually use quite a range of different instruments and sort of techniques and methods for monitoring the volcano. One of the main ones is to use instruments called seismometers, excuse me, which are for measuring or recording the earthquakes that we talk about quite a lot. And when these instruments are buried in the ground and they're extremely sensitive to the sort of the energy waves that are given off by the earthquakes as they travel through the Earth's surface, those instruments send their data back to the observatory in real time so that we can see what's going on. Another set of instruments that we use are GPS receivers. GPS stands for Global Positioning System. And this basically is a way of measuring very, very precisely the location of a certain place on the volcano's surface.
Dr. Stinton says a photograph circulating with a lake in a section of the volcano's crater is an accurate photo. He said the body of water had been detected via satellite imagery for a few weeks.
Yes, we believe that to be an accurate reflection of part of the summit crater. We have seen that lake present in the radar images that we have been collecting or being provided with by some of our external partners. These radar images are collected by satellites sort of every few days or so, and we have seen that lake present in the crater for I think a couple of weeks now. So that photograph is a true reflection of the conditions, certainly in that part of the summit crater.
That was head of the Lasso Frame monitoring team, Dr. Adam Stinton. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Lasso Frame volcano update.